Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Off the Goop. I'm Paul Timmis.
Matt Mehta.
Roger Cerrone.
Jordan Lamb.
Henry Steinfeld.
Nate Bongi.
And Alex Madeira.
If you would like to call in at any point during the song, the number is 610-330-5316. That's 610-330-5316. Now I'm going to hand it off to Roger to make a special announcement.
All right, breaking news. There's a lady with pink hair apparently walking around campus with a group of men. We're not sure of their exact intentions, but in this room right now, we have exactly three eyewitnesses of this woman herself. Me, Matt, and Tim were just vibing, playing Pokemon Go, like we do in the regular good old days. And we are doing a raid, and someone just pops up right next to us, and she slowly says, "Do you guys want to write on my sweatshirt?" We're a little, like, little stunned over here. We're like,
no.
So we're like, no. And then she's just constantly telling us, to basically write on her sweatshirt. And we didn't really want to do it, but, like, it just came to a point when, like, it was just really awkward. So I'm like, okay, we'll write on your sweatshirt. So then I wrote, this sweatshirt is going to be Off the Goop, of course.
Maybe she's listening.
What?
Sorry.
Are you, if you're listening, give us a call, okay?
Pink hair lady, if you're listening, please chime in.
So Matt, you can also, and Tim too, can join in. So basically, I write on her sweatshirt, and we figured that that'll be the end of it. Because you, like, we did not even want to do it in the first place. And right now, basically, Matt and Tim were all, like, she's, like, alluding to give the markers to Matt and Tim.
Yeah, she wouldn't leave us alone until I signed it, as well as Tim. So not only did none of us want to sign it, then Roger was reluctantly the one to sign it, and now she wouldn't be satisfied until we all signed it. And then, to top it all off, she was just like, "Okay, thanks," and walked away.
So we didn't really think much of the entire situation at that time, because we didn't really know what to think about it, because we're just like, okay, that's just, like, a little weird, whatever. And then a couple of hours ago, everyone starts getting these messages.
You know, beware of people with the same description, which is a little spooky, but, I mean, we were just, like, completely unharmed. It was just a little weird.
It was just really funny, because then all, like, everyone was getting, like, so many stuff on, like, GroupMe and everything, and when we signed her sweatshirt and everything, there was a group of guys, like, around her, but they weren't, like, right, they were, like, 10 feet away.
Just stood maybe off at a distance.
Yeah, but she was walking up with them, and basically, it was really funny that, like, that happened to us, because they started saying, they didn't start saying, but when all the GroupMe messages started coming in, we're like, the description was a lady with pink hair. And we know that's, like, not, like, but it's, like, unique if she had, like, the pink hair.
And we all texted each other. We said, "This is totally the lady. 105%.
The sweatshirt lady."
So, yeah, that's our little experience for the day. Let us know if you've had one, too.
Did you see her accomplices? Were they there, too?
She was walking with them in the beginning.
Are they, like, her boys? Like, are they, like, her bodyguards?
Definitely. Yeah. No.
They were standing about, like, 20 feet back.
She's a strong, independent woman who don't need no men to do her abduction for her.
She's the lead and they're the entourage.
Oh, absolutely. She is, like, has total control.
I have another question. What color was the sweatshirt?
It was white.
Plain white. So it was, like, crystal white, and she asked us to draw
on it.
Draw on it with what?
She markers. Gave us a whole, like,
fabric marker.
A bundle of markers.
And gave us the Roy G. Biv.
Was it a fabric, like, an actual fabric marker?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Because if you have a fabric marker, like, you're prepared.
Was there other stuff written
You planned
on?
For that.
Yeah.
There was a
Someone drew, like, a Bob Ross
drawing. Bob Ross painting was on there. Bob himself drew on
came
that.
Back to life.
Robert Ross.
She summoned Bob Ross.
Maybe she's a witch.
Maybe.
Huh. Maybe this has been the wrong person this whole time. There's just another. Just out there.
So, yeah. I'm going to jump back a minute, and go back to the group meets and everything, because it became really funny and, like, a joke to all of us at this point, and that's the reason why we're talking about pink-haired lady on the talk show right now. Because, so, everyone's getting these messages about the exact same text about, hi guys, please know that there's like a short girl with pinkish red hair walking around campus trying to ask for your phone to call her cousin. Do not talk to her and run. She's working with two men. She's working with two men. It's been reported to PSAFE already by many people. And this is from like everyone's like RA, so I'm assuming like the housing, whatever, the residence life.
Sent it out
for the RAs and everything. So people are saying this is real, be safe. And I'm not gonna say the names, but she basically just said like be safe, make sure everyone's okay. And at this point, all of us, we were just in the south basement, just like hanging out. We already got 20 messages, like the same big blur from like our RAs or just like other friends, just like a bunch of like club group memes. We were all getting the exact same message.
Someone just screenshotted it and sent them.
It was just mass, you know, distribution.
So me, I got like annoyed. So I'm like, hey, let's make a joke out of this. So then I text back, as I do, and I say, I talked to her. She seemed pretty nice. 100% not going to abduct us. Because, like, we were really nice to her. We had a great interaction of just signing her shirt. Nothing awkward or weird whatsoever.
No name exchange. No reason for us to be on her sweatshirt.
Rod,
just we were.
How easily do you think it would be to abduct you?
Me?
You personally.
I'm kind of chunky. So
Roger, it would be so interesting for us if you got abducted.
The thing is,
it would probably suck for you
to get
abducted.
The thing is, if I got
like,
abducted,
imagine.
I would be so annoying that they would just drop me off the side of the street. They're like, this is too much for, like, okay.
It's too much of a handle.
I'm too much for myself to handle.
This one's got too much of a mouth.
Woo. Okay. So basically, after I said I talked to her, she seemed pretty nice, 100% not going to abduct us, someone said, well, I'm sure if it's real, it'll be two guys she's with that would abduct us. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is 2020.
Sexist.
People, women can be independent. So I'm like, naturally, I'm like, she's definitely an independent woman. She don't need no man. She can abduct me. She don't need men to abduct me for her. So I said, I'm sure she's a strong, independent woman who don't need no men to abduct her for her abduction. Like, this person just assumed that the men... Maybe she was the ringleader and she was just showing them the ropes. It's like a gang initiation.
Gang? Oh my gosh.
She's showing them the ropes. I don't think she did a great job.
She did not do a great job.
She got zero people out of our whole interaction. She just got some coloring on her sweatshirt.
You don't know that.
Maybe that's part of her grand plan.
Maybe the two guys.
Out of the three of us, who did she abduct? Me, Tim, and Roger.
Maybe the two guys walking around with her and she abducted.
What if
Gabby?
What if the three of us aren't actually us? What if we're clones that she made?
Just like Sheev Palpatine.
And the real Tim, Roger, and Matt are gone.
Oh my god.
This is just gonna be a little like side note. Jar Jar Binks is the Sith Lord that was meant to be in the prequel trilogy. Sorry, we're gonna be going back to our regular schedule.
I'm sorry. I just have to take a moment and say I cannot believe that Betsy Foker doesn't like Jar Jar Binks.
Who doesn't like Jar Jar Binks?
How can you not like Jar Jar Binks?
He's so sexy, hot. He was the reason why Palpatine took over in the first place. Sorry, yeah, you can talk.
I just wanted to say to welcome our special guest, Gabby Capanga.
Say hi, Gabby.
Hi, I'm Gabby, and I'm here now.
Back to Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no. Jar Jar Binks will be another entire full hour. I can blabber on forever about Jar Jar.
We talked about Jar Jar last time, about how he
I know,
is
I called.
Yeah, Roger was the caller.
I called in because I was studying for Calc. Did I do good on that Calc exam? Absolutely not. But it's okay.
I would just like to point out that you can call in, as Roger did last week.
Oh.
And in case you didn't hear the number earlier, it is 610-330-5316. Feel free to call in with any opinions you have.
Especially if you're Betsy. And want to talk about Jar Jar Binks.
No,
Betsy,
no,
we will tear you apart.
We will be hanging up.
If Betsy, we will not be accepting your call because you are a Jar Jar hater.
Also, Betsy, you better be listening to us right now.
Oh, I called her.
Listening.
I hope she is.
Betsy's a Stardust dealer.
50,000 Stardust and a Mewtwo.
Okay, so basically, it just became really funny at this point about this stupid like South group chat about just us talking about the pink-haired lady. So then Alex had the most beautiful idea, if you want to share.
Oh yeah, okay. So You know that the classic television show Lazy Town, correct? Yeah, of course you do. So,
who doesn't?
Pink-haired lady, obviously it's Stephanie. It's Stephanie from Lazy Town. She's coming around, she's abducting people. And she's got her two accomplices, Robbie Rotten and Sportacus. Her and the boys, abducting children.
Wait,
they're
where's Kevin?
Their own new Lazy Town.
Kevin say he was coming?
No, he's probably asleep.
Kevin's chilling in his room.
Shout-outs to Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
And to Stephanie.
Is he? Can you check?
Shout-out to Stephanie.
Is he?
Yeah, shout-out to Stephanie if you're listening to this. We love you.
Actively listening to Spotify at the moment.
We love you.
Kevin! He's listening to Spotify instead of us.
What is he listening to?
He's listening to Baby Doll by Dominic Fike.
Can we call him?
Can we call people on this?
Oh, shout out to Carrie.
I'm
my mother.
Carrie Fisher?
She just said this week's episode is more interesting. Thanks, Mom.
It's all because
Carrie, would you like to call in?
I don't think she would.
It's current topics.
Breaking news. New York has first confirmed case of coronavirus.
Seattle mayor.
Seattle died.
Yes. So when Seattle goes back for spring break, he's going to bring us all coronavirus.
When Seattle
goes back?
You just called him Seattle.
You're calling me Seattle.
That's your name, basically.
His name is Seattle.
You are Seattle.
I just sent it to my
sister.
No.
The Sounders. The Sounders won.
No.
You can't.
Wait, Gabby.
Gabby has a very important thing to say.
Okay, I got a notification on my phone earlier, and I don't know if this is true or not, but Pete Buttigieg dropped out of the presidential race.
He did.
Yes. He did.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't win.
Yes. We talked about it before.
He didn't win South Carolina.
He was booted, one might say.
He's done so.
That is upsetting. Just putting that out there.
I did like him a lot.
It's okay, Gabby.
I agree with you, Gabby.
I don't even know who I've liked.
My sister said Robbie Rotten is dead. Show some respect. So I would just, can we just have like a moment of silence for Robbie Rotten?
Okay, moment of silence.
Three, two, one.
And we're back. rest in peace, Robbie Rotten. Gone but never forgotten.
Rhymes.
Can we make a poem?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Robbie Rotten.
Your
Robbie
hair.
Rotten, gone but never forgotten.
And Kara says she will not call it.
Tim, can we keep his hair like that?
Can we take a moment to just look at Tim's hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone at home.
Everyone who's listening, please look at my hair.
Imagine a giraffe, and that's Tim.
He's got two ponytails on the top.
Imagine three tubs of spaghetti stacked on top of each other.
He looks like Boo from Monsters, Inc.
He does look like Boo from Monsters, Inc.
I'm sure everyone is really enjoying
us looking at pictures on an audio medium.
What are we doing?
Well, they can see him.
Also,
have some cream.
They can see me, right?
Something great that's happening right now.
Oh,
okay.
Hedatron. There's
Talk
a
about
show
it.
Happening right now called Hedatron. We just finished our first weekend of shows, and now we have another weekend coming up next week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 6
no.
p.m. 7:30.
7:30.
7:30 p.m. 6 is call for crew. 7:30 p.m. Please don't show up at 6. But you can buy your tickets online. They're like $3. Do it. It's a cool show. You'll be confused, but you'll have fun.
Thank you.
Gabby's plugging.
Yeah, Gabby.
Hedatron.
Hedatron.
Now going back to our topic from before.
Yeah. Which was our original topic?
The pink-haired lady.
We'll be right back.
That was We Are Number One, requested by Hannah Klugman. And now, yes.
Of Robbie Rotten.
May you rest in peace. Rest in pepperoni.
Now, we are going back to Roger Cerrone to introduce our next topic of discussion.
All right, people.
Wait, are we talking... Okay,
sorry. Oh, which one for... Okay.
Pick one. All right. It's your favorite one.
All right.
Pick
your favorite one. So I'm going to introduce this next topic again, because I may have an addiction. I know I'm 18 years old, and... But it's really, I have to come out and just say, because the first step to recovery is acceptance. I, Roger Cerrone, 18 years old, Yorktown Heights, New York. I don't know why I'm saying all this.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to 3D printing, and it is really bad. Okay, so basically, since Wednesday night, maybe, I think I've... At least have like 50 things 3D printed. I'll send you guys a picture. So I've been wanting to 3D print a lot since the beginning of the semester, not of last semester, because I know that engineers can get access to it and everything, but I just never did it anytime last semester. And then the other day, I was just in the basement of South, just vibing like I usually do, just chilling in Cedar Rapids. And then I yeeted myself out of my chair, yeeted, and hopped up, and I'm like, I'm going to go 3D print. Did I know how to 3D print? Absolutely not. So Tim basically said he'll show me how to 3D print everything because he's done it before. So if you know me, you might know that I'm also addicted to something else. He's cute, he's a baby, but at the same time, he's also 50 years old.
Is it Nate?
It's not me.
And his name is Baby Yoda. Now, it looks like I'm going off on a tangent, which I 100% am, but I will revert back to our previous talk because it relates. Basically, I have a severe addiction as well as the 3D printing, to Baby Yoda. He's my lock screen. He's my Apple Watch lock screen. I ordered two of the Build-A-Bear Baby Yoda stuffed animals. Yeah, I ordered one for my mom for her birthday as well.
How do you order a Build-A-Bear?
I ordered off the Disney's website. Because I was kind of scared.
I feel like that kind
Listen.
Okay. That's just the bear.
It's not a bear.
The reason why I bought it was because I'm scared. Because Baby Yoda, cutest thing ever. Everyone loves him, and I was scared that by the time I would get back home after after this semester, that none of the Build-A-Bears near me would have a Baby Yoda.
Wait, does it come unstuffed?
I'm
like, you have to go there and stuff it yourself.
No, I'm assuming it comes stuffed.
Oh, what do you mean you assume? Did you not get it?
How would you build it? Like, does it just take
I think it just comes pre-stuffed. Yeah.
So did you get it?
It's just a plush.
You can also just get the skin.
Just get the skin.
Like, just get the skin.
The skin of Baby Yoda.
Just a taxidermied Baby Yoda.
Ew.
That's what plushies are. I feel like we should move on.
Yeah, they are.
Let's talk about taxidermy now.
Let's talk about taxidermy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Taxidermy.
We're talking about taxidermy?
We need to let Gabby speak about her name.
Okay. Gabby's talking about taxidermy.
Let's go, Gabby. About taxidermy.
So my neighbor is a taxidermist/animal rescuer. Pretty interesting.
Interesting combo.
I know. Okay. So he doesn't go out of his way to kill animals to taxidermy them, but if he finds them dead, may as well repurpose them. I think taxidermy is interesting as all heck. I think it's very fun, and I would never do it, and also it freaks me out a little bit, actually a lot of it, but what are your thoughts on taxidermy?
When I was
in middle school, we took out one of those career tests, and you like put down your interests and stuff. And I don't know why.
Please don't tell me it said taxidermist.
It said my number one response was taxidermist.
Oh, good.
It was all like taxidermist.
I can see you as a taxidermist.
Postman. I don't know why. I think I said at some point that I liked animals, and then they decided that...
That you wanted to, like,
taxidermy keep was them the forever. Way for me.
Okay!
We have another surprise... Yes.
Wait, guys.
We have another surprise guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Basketball Zach. First name, Basketball.
Last name,
Zach.
No middle name.
Last name, Basketball Zach, no first name.
Now, if anyone would like to discuss taxidermy or Basketball Zach or anything else, remember,
3D
printing, Baby Yoda, addiction.
I'm going to go back to my...
Roger, stop talking. I'm in the middle of something. If you would like to call in, the number is 610-330-5316. Once again, that's 610-330-5316. Back to you, Roger.
So, Baby Yoda, really, really cute. Not in the same way as Jar Jar.
Oh, Jar Jar.
Jar Jar
is
just, like, really, like, hot and everything. Baby Yoda just, like, adorable. Okay, so anyway, so the first thing I wanted to 3D print, this is how Baby Yoda connects. I wanted to 3D print Baby Yoda, because I'm like, I can just get him in, like, a cute little, like, his, like, little pod that he sits in with, like, the Mandalorian. It would be, like, a cute little thing. I can put it on, like, my desk and everything. So, what's the first thing I 3D print? Baby Yoda. It took, like, 2.5 hours. And from that moment, Tim has created a monster. Tim showed me how to 3D print. I was in there for a total of, like, 6 hours at a time. I think it was Thursday night. I didn't get back. It was... I don't even know what
I'm
saying.
Like 3
I came back. Oh, that was Wednesday. I'm
Wait,
lying.
That's
Friday night.
Thursday night.
Thursday.
That was the night you and I.
That
stayed.
Was. It was later.
But the
than
night.
Thursday.
No. The night before Wednesday night. So
Wednesday
Tuesday,
night.
I actually got my started my addiction.
Yeah.
Almost on the 1 week anniversary.
Mm.
Almost.
So my addiction started Tuesday. Wednesday, I spent like 4 hours just sitting in a copian, just constantly 3D printing, and I've 3D printed so many stuff. And a lot of them have failed as well.
So many stuff.
No one says I was good at grammar.
Is there stuff right now?
Nobody says I was good at grammar.
Also, we looked up the filament prices online, and
it's expensive.
One of the spools of it is like $23, and you guys have probably gone through.
I've probably
at
gone
least
through
four.
There's no,
no
more. There's no
That's
more
not true.
Left. There's
no?
none left in Leopard Works currently.
Roger. If you have an
all
actual
of us together,
genuine need for 3D printing and can't
the Charizard
Roger.
Was a lot.
The Charizard.
Oh,
Kevin's Kevin 3D printed a humongous Charizard. That is definitely one of the coolest things
Magnificent.
Ever.
Magnificent.
Yeah, if you want to see it, find us.
Can we find
Can we 3D print the pink-haired lady?
Oh.
Can we 3D print Stephanie? I'm going to look this up.
You can definitely.
You can
yeah, yeah wait, so honestly, this is the reason why I'm addicted to 3D printed. Printing. It is ridiculously easy. You literally just go online, look up 3D print file blank. Baby Yoda, Jar Jar Binks, sexy Jar Jar Binks. Wait, Jar Jar Binks is already sexy. You don't have to look up sexy. So I 3D printed like a bunch of Baby Yodas. I printed out a Baby Yoda dressed up as the Mandalorian. I printed out a Star Destroyer. I printed out a Stormtrooper helmet. I printed out an X-Wing. If you can't tell, I like Star Wars. What else have I 3D printed? A lot. And my newest project is that everyone in our friend group, we all decided that we're going to be making Pokemon. Because of Kevin's like Charizard. We're like, oh, it'd be cool if everyone has like, their own little Pokemon and everything. So I got everyone's favorite starter Pokemon. And I 3D printed out everyone's little favorite starter Pokemon. Everyone would have like a paint night where we were like paint all the starters. And then Tim found a file of 3D printing Pokeballs that can actually like that will actually work and like close and stuff. And Zach's Pokemon is the ultimate starter Pokemon.
It is stellar.
Mm.
It
what
is
yours.
That's a big secret.
It's a big secret.
Oh.
We know.
It's
though.
Classified.
Don't we?
You don't know.
You said
yeah, we figured it out.
They don't... They,
it's Kirby.
No.
What?
Zach.
Oh, you caught him.
Why would Zach pick Kirby? I've never seen him do anything with Kirby in my entire life.
I don't even. I can't say that. Yeah.
For context, the only character that Zach plays in Super Smash Brothers is Kirby.
He claims it's
the best character.
Kirby is not the best character.
The only moves that matter are beam
in
moves.
Any of the games.
Henry's bad at Smash. Ignore him.
I am.
Yeah. Oh,
he doesn't even use beam really moves.
I am currently competing in a Super Smash Brothers tournament at Lafayette, and I am in the four people left. So I would say my opinion is slightly more valid than Basketball Zach's, who,
when he plays
casually, usually gets sixth place or really badly and plays Kirby and just uses the hammer move.
The hammer move is the best move. I beat Henry playing with my chin.
He beat him,
and then he beat him one-handed twice.
He beat me playing with his chin with three teammates. So I think there's a big difference
that it was him.
It
I'll
was
do it again.
Not a one-on-one.
After this, I'll take you down.
This is not true.
I would like to say...
I just want to add that Kirby is not only not the best character, he's not the best character in any of the five games that have come out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to know why I disagree with you?
We're getting a call!
A call!
We're getting a call!
The phone is ringing!
There's an
end. Hey, Alex.
Hello, you are on with Off the Goop.
Who are we speaking to?
Caitlin.
Greetings, Caitlin.
Do you have anything to say?
I do. I'd just like to say that I love Kirby, and what Henry says, Kirby is the best. He's got heart. I only play with Kirby.
Unfortunately, Kirby sucks.
Kirby is the best Pokemon.
Hey, shut up. Respect our listeners.
No,
thank you.
I'm saying Kirby sucks. That's its B move.
Thank you for your opinion. Clearly, Richard is wrong because he doesn't use B moves. And B moves are the only...
I do use B moves.
Caitlin knows what she's talking about.
There are 17 moves that every single character has, maybe more, only four of them are B moves.
Wave dash or warp jump, so...
I can wave dash, and there's no such thing as a warp jump. It's really just amazing to me how uninformed our viewers must be.
Whoa! You cannot attack the viewers. Especially since without viewing it. So, right now we're sitting at the midway point of our show for tonight.
We are.
So we're going to play a nice little song that if anyone knows this little rhythm that Henry and I will sing for a hot sec.
Boom, do, boom, do, boom, do. Boom.
Wah, 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 boom. Now, does anyone know this? If you do, I don't know what I was going to say. Basically, it's my singing monsters.
This will be a blast.
This is the best song ever. The second you hear this, memories will flood back.
Roger, ask them to add you on My Singing Monsters.
add me on My Singing Monsters. I actually, my gamer tag is drummerboy411. So we're going to have a nice little intermission. Thanks for listening.
My Singing Monsters.
Okay, that was My Sing Monsters, courtesy of Roger Sharon. Now you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Off the Goop with Paul Timmis,
Matt Manoff,
Roger Sharon,
Jordan Lamb,
Henry Steinfeld,
Gabby Kapanka,
Nate Bongi,
Zach Fisk,
Basketball Zach Fisk, and Alex Madeira.
Now we're going to go to Gabby Kapanka. Okay. To say something.
I just want to say really quick that this has become a global broadcast. My friend is tuning in all the way from Paris, France right now.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're reaching worldwide right now.
Look at us go.
Thank you, Parisian friend.
Before we go back to our next topic of conversation, thank you guys for listening to My Singing Monsters. I know all you true diehard fans have really brought back memories. Because the reason why this means so much to me and Henry right now is because just a couple weeks ago, I got a memory of My Singing Monsters again. And I'm just like, randomly, I don't know, I'm like, boom, boom. And then Henry just starts joining in, and I'm like, I've met my person.
It was a beautiful moment.
So now we're going to get our friend codes, because we all know if you guys want to follow
Please
us.
Please add us, yes.
We're desperate. We don't have any other friends. My friend code is 373191FN.
By the way, we were lying. I have, like, 27 friends, but my friend code is 9657084CN.
So now, thank you guys. You guys can go look at our places. Mine's better than Henry's.
Well, Basketball Zach
is. I don't think we have a Henry in this room. Who are you referencing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Richard.
No, my name is.
Okay,
Henry.
Now Basketball right Zach, you have something to say,
I
don't
have something
you?
Something to talk about, because since we are now reaching a global audience, I think it would be a good idea to talk about the face bit. Because people should know about this. It's an idea I had last year. Okay. So, the face bit. Have you ever tried to sleep on your side? And perhaps it was uncomfortable. And then maybe you tried sleeping on your other side. See, that it's two options. Okay. It's decent. Then maybe you tried sleeping on your back. You know, that's bad if you have congestion. It can be hard to sleep. So, that's three options. But what if there was a fourth option? Now, imagine that you could sleep facing down. That would be more comfortable, right? You're more relaxed.
Some people do sleep.
I regularly sleep.
You mean like
maybe,
massage
maybe
table?
Maybe sleep on
the. Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
It's ahead of the game. Yes.
I sleep.
Gabby brought up a picture of a spa.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm talking
side.
About. So the problem with normal beds is you go to sleep face down and you suffocate. Now, that's an issue. So
that's
if you have like a spa bed type
thing. Oh, yeah. I was
like
yeah.
A massage
yeah,
table?
You have like a whole cut out to the face. Exactly. And then you sleep face down and like it's super comfortable. So I propose the face bed. Where you can sleep facing down, because, you know, insomnia is a problem. People don't get enough sleep nowadays. So if you increase the number of sleeping positions, then you can sleep much easier. So the face bed's a good idea. Also, if you made it inflatable, you could, like, retract it up to the ceiling, and then it could save space, right? Because since
make
you're facing
inflatable.
Down, you can be up on the ceiling, and it doesn't matter. So it's like a bunk bed, but better, because it's a face bed. And also, if you want like a defense mechanism, you could put like a river under it, and then you're looking
a
down.
A river?
Yeah, like a river. Like an indoor
like
river.
A moat.
Like a moat.
This
yes.
Is
oh, okay.
Can I ask you, Zach?
Yes.
Personally, when I'm, you know, at home and not at college, I do sleep face down.
I
just turn
down
my face
yeah.
and breathe not through the pillow.
Do you not sleep the same way at college?
Yeah,
I don't
Matt,
sleep the same way.
Matt, Matt, I'm
why
sorry.
Why not?
Is that face down? I don't think your face is down.
My whole ooh. Stomach is there, and then my chin
but that's
is
not face down.
But what if you want your face to be
crick
right in line with your body?
That would be pretty nice, because it did give me scoliosis. Like, confirm. It really did. I'm not kidding. I have scoliosis, and I didn't before I started that.
Face bed solves scoliosis.
Do
you
still do that, even after being diagnosed with scoliosis?
No,
totally
no, I don't. I have less space in my bed now.
Why is that?
I just want to put out there that this is, of course, an episode of Shark Tank, and Zach has made his pitch, and I would like to offer him $200,000 for 45% equity in his company.
I would like to offer him $5 million for 0% equity.
Okay.
Can I offer you $5 for 99.9% of the company?
No. 3 cents. Take it or leave it.
Can I give you a bottle cap?
I will give you a 3D printer.
Let's covert barter.
Sold to the 3D printer.
For 100% equity.
Yes, absolutely. I would just like to say I did present this to my engineering class last semester.
Go to the Dyer Center.
And they loved it.
What if you three?
Wait, they actually enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Of course they did it. It is an amazing idea.
Wait, the whole moat idea and everything?
Not the moat idea.
Not the moat. Okay.
So wait, how much of the idea did you present? Can you tell us?
Everything except the moat. The moat's an upgrade.
Wait, do you told them about the sucking to the ceiling?
Yes. The sucking to the ceiling?
And they love that?
Yes.
Dyer Center?
Also,
you should go to the Dyer Center.
While you're not sleeping and your face is not in the hole, you can use the hole as a cup holder. Or just a little.
Ooh, how big is your cup?
I don't know.
She's from Tennessee. Things are big out there.
You can put a plate in there. Or whatever you want. I don't know.
Wait. Why would you put your plate in a hole? Why would you put your plate in a hole where you can put it on a flat surface where it's not going to fall through?
Okay. You can use, I don't know.
His idea is perfect. You don't need to fly with these terrible things.
With logic.
Looks like we're having some disagreement here in the studio. If you have anything to add about Zach's wonderful idea, the number is 610-330-5316.
Again, shout out to Kevin, and if Ethan, you are listening, you better call right now.
Hannah is also listening, and she said bees,
Bees. Want to talk about bees?
I don't want to talk about bees.
I personally really want to talk about bees.
Bees!
I do not taxidermy bees. Bees can be a great pet.
Can you taxidermy
bees? You can put a harness on them. You probably
Oh my god, have you ever seen those videos of people freezing flies?
Yes.
And then
oh my god, that sounds awful.
No, they can. They will survive.
Why?
They do.
They know.
They just freeze. And
they freeze for a hot sec. It's
not a hot sec, a cold sec.
A cold sec. You know, it's like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
Are they blind when they wake up?
Or Walt Disney's head.
Yeah.
Walt Disney's head.
Yeah.
They just
are they mentally intact though? Or are they messed up forever?
I don't know.
So basically, I think that one time we should find everyone can get their own flies and stuff, and then we can freeze them, and then you tie strings around them, and when they wake up, it's like you have a fly and a string.
Perfect.
Fly in the wall, Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Bees is the answer to everything. If you're caught in a sticky situation, what do?
Bees.
You know? My sticky situation, for the reason why bees is a common saying amongst our friend group, was if you were to meet Beyonce, what would you say to her? Obviously, you freeze, you look at her dead in the eyes, and you just say bees. And everything works out because she understands you. I don't know where I'm going with
this.
She's
Queen Bee, right? Isn't that
what you're called? Yes, because Beyonce. Imagine a bee in a wig performing a Beyonce song.
The bee.
A bee doing Single Ladies,
Bee
little
movie
dance.
Two.
The Bee Movie 2, Beyonce's Return. It's
the Bee Movie is an amazing movie.
We've all seen Up, right?
Yes.
Could you do something like that
on the show,
with bees?
What?
You just say?
No
Up
spoilers.
With bees?
Tie them all to a string and just get floated into the sky?
Nate. If you're telling me that I can't say any spoilers about the movie.
Have you not seen Up?
Yes.
You've never seen Up?
Yes. Of course I've seen Up.
Okay, all right. So then why are you worried about spoilers?
Have you seen the sequel Down?
No.
Uh-huh. I like
that's
that.
That's so funny.
Balance to it, and this time gravity's reversed.
I'm going to say something. I don't think it's controversial, but it might be controversial.
Okay, Roger.
Okay.
If you don't cry within the first 10 minutes of watching Up, even if you've seen it 1,000 times, you have no soul.
Raise your hand if you have seen Up and did not cry in the first 10 minutes.
You people have no soul.
Let's just say 5 people in this room are raising their hand. That is actually the
that
majority.
That movie
of people.
Is
they don't have
Roger,
souls.
So there is there's like the only the first for the first 10 minutes. There's only 10 lines of words even said the first minute of the movie. And the next 9 minutes before the movie actually starts is just music.
Yeah, because the story.
It's just
sad.
So beautiful. Sorry.
Souls are overrated.
I have a dissenting opinion. I think that it's not really that sad.
I think it's disgusting.
That warrants crying. I mean, 5 people in this room did not cry
the
first 10 minutes
the first
of
I cried for everything.
I was 11.
I want to advocate for Henry's point here. This person genuinely never existed. It's a figment of someone's imagination.
So are you.
I have to say, sure, true, but this person was just created. You know, for the purpose of the movie. They never existed because they never were alive in the movie.
What if we're in a movie and we were just created?
You can't see me right now, but the entirety while Matt was saying that, my jaw was dropped.
Roger, you want to know something that's you want to know something that's going to make you upset?
No.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Yeah, no, you just
don't
Carl and Up, Not real?
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh my God, Gabby.
Gabby.
Why would you do that?
Don't do that to me.
Take that back.
Okay, this is kind of...
I would die for Baby Yoda.
This is kind of unrelated, but Ethan sent me a video. It's the romantic B-movie picnic, and he wants us to talk about that. What did you guys think when you watched the B-movie and you realized that a bee and a woman had fallen in love?
If... I'm going. If you guys want to know something, do you guys know the show iCarly?
Yeah.
What's Freddy's last name? Benson.
Benson.
And if you look at his mother, there's striking similarities with, I think her name's Vanessa.
Vanessa who?
Freddy Benson.
No. Vanessa from the Bee Movie.
And
yeah.
Oh.
I think
and Fredward Benson's mother.
And Fredward Benson's
Wait,
mother.
Wait, is her last name Benson in the movie?
No,
Barry B. Benson.
Barry B. Benson.
Wait. Okay, so the Vanessa, I think her name's Vanessa, the main one from the Bee Movie,
okay.
The woman.
Yeah.
She looks strikingly similar to
Freddie's mom.
Fredward Benson.
Barry B. Benson might be his father.
Wow.
And he kind of does look like a bee in the show.
Nathan Kress.
Nathan Kress.
I wonder if there's a photo.
I wonder if Nathan Kress is listening.
Nathan, if you're listening, give us a call.
Nathan,
we love your work. 5, 4, 3, 2. No, you don't say 2-1. Did you not learn anything?
Haven't you seen Monsters Inc.?
What? I thought you just said 1.
No,
you don't say 2.
Freddy doesn't say 2.
5.
All right. Speaking of Freddy. You know, I've talked a lot about, like, hot people, like Jar Jar Binks and everything.
Oh.
Gibby.
Oh.
Gibby.
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 Gibby is my spirit animal. I would die to be Gibby.
Do you want who's my spirit animal?
You could be.
I'm not surprised by that, if I'm being honest.
I strive to be Gibby.
I strive to be Gibby's younger brother, Guppy, personally.
Guppy's cute.
Guppy's adorable.
Guppy's really adorable and cute. But do you want to know who's even more adorable and cute?
Baby Yoda.
Guess. Baby Yoda.
Yes. Oh, I would just...
Baby Yoda's really cute.
Yes, he is.
Also Kirby.
What just happened? Baby Yoda, baby Yoda, baby Yoda, baby Yoda, baby Yoda, baby Yoda. The galaxy is going to hell. We've fallen under your spell, baby, little baby, you're the one. Baby Yoda, 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 baby Yoda. There's a dark side. I needed you in my life, baby. Oh, baby, you're.
What happened? I'm reading this article.
Okay, we are back.
Okay.
You want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
So,
we're good.
If you're wondering more about this theory of
Barry B. Benson
and Freddie Benson being related, I found this article by BuzzFeed.
A reliable source.
BuzzFeed.
A reliable source. Written by Rachel Krishna. And I would like to read it for you all.
The whole article?
The whole article. It's pretty short. I could go fast if you want me to read it.
Read it super fast.
Back in April, Hanneke Johnson tweeted a theory involving the TV show iCarly and the film The Bee Movie. The theory states that both the TV show and the film have characters called Benson, Barry Benson, a bee, and Marissa Benson, main character Freddie's mom, there must be a link, which Johnson believes is Freddie. This explains Freddie's mother being so overbearing. At the time, others chipped in with what they thought was additional evidence, such as Freddie's allergy to bees, or that he mentioned his father was a fencing master, which obviously Barry B. Benson is.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Some even provided extra theories for minor plot gaps, like the differing names between Marissa Benson and Vanessa Bloom. The theory floated around for a few months until last week Nathan Kress, the actor who portrayed Freddie, tweeted his approval of the theory. He seems really into it. And there's a tweet that he wrote, and he said, only if I get to play your son, Benson and Benson, hashtag Benson and Benson. And people seem supportive and confused about this. But since Nathan Kress approved of it, obviously it's correct. It doesn't matter what the writers meant.
Oh, canon. No, the writers mean absolutely nothing.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Are we saying that his father is a bee?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So Barry Benson is Freddie's dad.
Yes.
I just have a question about what it would be like to live in a house where your father is a bee.
It's like, a normal household. What do you mean?
Well, you could accidentally step on him and kill him like that.
He's flying. He's flying around.
Barry B. Benson is a fencing master. Obviously, fencing masters know how to get out of the way of trouble. Ask Hannah Klugman. Hannah Klugman, fencing master, please call in.
Call in and talk about fencing.
Hannah, Barry please B. call
Benson.
In.
Hannah, have like you ever Barry almost Fenson? Been stepped on?
Fencing Benson.
The fence and Benson.
Hannah, do you like fencing?
Call away. You guys talk about
this. Yes, Hannah, if you have ever been stepped on, tell us, how did you avoid it using your fencing skills?
Hannah, if you're blind, call in.
Hannah says, oh my gosh. And then she stopped typing.
Hannah, if you're not blind, call in.
Hannah, you really need to call in. We need your opinion on this.
Yeah, Hannah. You need the number again?
The number is 610-330-5316. Once again, that's 610-330-5316.
Hannah, if you don't call in, it'll be really disappointing. Everyone's expecting you to.
Also, if anyone else listening has been a fencing master in their life, if they've done fencing and want to explain to us how to escape being stepped on, please tell us.
Yes, please call in.
Hannah, our favorite blonde, should call in.
Blonde.
She's not
blonde. Are you trying to get her not to call in? Because she's not blonde.
She's not blonde.
How can she be our favorite blonde?
How about she calls in and tells us?
Hannah, are you blonde?
We'll disagree blonde? With her opinion.
I can't say that on air, Hannah.
Hannah said that Jordan's a real nice gal.
Yes, that's exactly what she said.
Jordan's not the nicest.
Yeah, and Jordan's just too modest to say it.
Oh! Ooh, the phone. The phone is ringing. It is not Hannah, though.
Oh. I'm sorry. You are on with Off the Goop.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Calling in to confirm that I am blonde.
Yeah.
You're not.
No.
So, would you like to say your name?
I'm very blonde. And
this is Hannah.
Yeah.
Is that your name? You're very blonde?
Hello, very blonde.
Hi, very blonde. I'm sure.
Very blonde, would you like to tell us about your fencing expertise on how to escape being stepped on?
Well, if you're going to be stepped on, then you're going to be stepped on.
Hey, that's not a good attitude.
So you just survive it. You push through.
Oh, interesting point. You get stepped on, and then you just deal.
So yeah. We should ask someone who's probably encountered more times of being stepped on than anybody else.
Jordan
Lamb. Jordan Lamb is 6 inches tall.
I've never been stepped on, though.
Are you sure?
Jordan Lamb is a bee.
Oh, stop stepping on me, Gabby!
Jordan Lamb has now officially, definitely been stepped on.
With
many
was
witnesses.
It?
How was it?
How was it?
It felt like a foot to my arm.
How do you escape that?
You sit there and plead for mercy.
Exactly.
So what I'm hearing is, the father, the bee, is at the mercy of the kid. Oh, he died.
No, the father's out of the picture in iCarly, so he definitely died sometime.
Oh my god, Barry died?
He got splattered with the swatter, or hit with the screen door, or stepped
Maybe
on.
Maybe Marissa Benson was just done. She couldn't deal
she
with
was
it.
Done with
so
it.
She was just like, oh, accidental death.
Yeah.
Or maybe were they trying to hide him from society because people wouldn't approve of him?
You know how in the BuzzFeed article it said there was a difference between Marissa Benson, if that's her name, was Melissa?
Melissa Bloom.
Okay, so there's Vanessa Bloom from the Bee Movie and Marissa Benson, Freddie Benson's mother in iCarly.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe Barry B. Benson left Vanessa for Marissa, and then once they had a child, Freddie, Vanessa swatted Barry.
Oh my
gosh.
I just feel like that revolutionary discovery.
Matt just like it was.
So fun fact, B-Movie 2 is Vanessa's revenge.
B-Movie 2 is iCarly.
Yeah, it's just a continuation.
The entire series
it's
an is iCarly.
Okay, so this is what we know so far. iCarly, Victorious, B-Movie, and Sam and Cat are all in one cinematic universe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just think about that. The B-Movie
with Kenan Thompson.
I'm sorry, who?
What?
I know who Kenan Thompson is, but yes. What's the relation?
He's in Victorious.
Who's Kenan?
I know he is.
Which one's
he's
that?
In an episode of Victorious.
Oh, my
an
episode. Single episode.
An extra?
Oh, no. I know this guy.
Wait, who is
Kenan
that?
Thompson.
Oh, okay, yeah, Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, Kenan and Kel, Kenan and Thompson. He's on SNL.
So Kenan and Kel is also in this universe.
Also, Good Burger, the movie
Good Burger.
Welcome to Good
also,
Burger.
Also, SNL.
That is such a bad movie.
Well, SNL is now in this, right? Kenan Thompson.
The Good Burger.
There are a lot of people in this universe.
Yes, maybe it's all the same universe. Our universe. We live in it.
Universe 616.
Yep.
That is very true.
Universe 610-330-5316. Please call in.
If you're from a different universe, we'd love to hear about how that's going.
We appreciate all forms of different aliens. We do not judge.
Unless you're from Universe 4. That's we don't
like it.
Yeah, no.
Like
it. Please don't call it.
No, we especially like the Martians. Right, Zach?
No. We like the Martians. Right. Speaking of Martians, do you guys know who the Queen of Mars is?
Yes.
Zach.
Candace.
I'm the Queen
the
of Mars.
The Mars who was invincible on Earth. It only took the magic portal to Mars to give me some self-worth. Now, if you just heard what I said, listen to the lyrics. I was the Queen of Mars, but I was invisible on Earth. It only took the magic portal to Mars to give me some self-worth. That's so depressing.
Yeah.
Candace was going through some stuff, and she had to go to a different planet where there's no one that she knew to make her feel loved. Now, I think that Candace was the main victim of the entirety of Phineas and Ferb.
She really was.
Like,
she really was.
She was.
She was just getting bullied by her younger siblings.
They were the obvious favorites.
It's so rude.
And she was only trying to protect them to make sure they didn't get
it. It was out of love. Hey, have you guys ever heard the song Little Brothers?
Yeah.
It's such a cute song. It's telling that, like, no matter, even though that they fight, they're her little brothers.
Little brothers, because you're younger, we're related.
And you want to guys listen to Little... Wait, we'll listen to Queen of Mars or Little Brothers. What do we feel?
We don't have, like, a lot of time.
We only have time for one song.
Okay, Little Brothers.
And then we'll close
up. So, Little Brothers...
You know,
it's from Phineas and Ferb.
I hope so. It's a Disney show.
You know, it's actually the best song in Phineas and Ferb.
Gitchy Gitchy Goo or Platypus Controlling Me.
No.
S.I.M.P. Squirrels in My Pants.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's a heartwarming song.
Like, really, Phineas and Ferb has some of the best songs ever. So now we're going to be listening to Little Brothers sung by Candace.
Stacey.
Oh, it's Stacey.
My mom just texted me. It's Stacey.
Oh, it's Stacey.
Yes, it is Stacey.
Yeah, I would like. I have all the albums.
I have a playlist on my Spotify. That
so this is Stacey. Little Brothers by Stacey.
Stacey. Oh my gosh, you do have an album.
Little brother, I remember when you first came home. Then came
That was Little Brothers by Stacey. Now, we are wrapping up our show now. We are on every Sunday night at 9 p.m. So make sure to tune in next week to hear us talk about something. We might be talking about fish if we do it that weekend.
Actually, we'll all right, our first show after spring semester, that's spring break, that's going to be a riot. We are going to be discussing another controversial topic.
Are we
going to
be about
how you're fit someone
about
can your
no, no, no don't oh. spoil it. Jordan.
Sorry.
This is why we can't have Jordan here.
We'll be talking about Cosmo and Wanda. May they rest in peace.
Mm. Rip. Yep.
They lived a short but happy 4 days.
Long short.
We will love them forever.
Okay, so we are off the goop, and we will now be signing off. I'm Paul Timmis.
Matt Mena.
Roger Cerrone.
Jordan Lamb.
Henry Steinthal.
Nate Bongi.
Alex Madera.
Zachary Fisk.
Basketball Zachary Fisk.
And we would like to thank our special guest, Gabby Kapenga.
Hi, bye.
thanks for listening.
We love you too, Gabby. Froggy. Now, this is Mambo number five.
Froggy chair. Mambo I'm on 3D five. Print Froggy chair next.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in and sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Gina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Gina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. The fact.